This is Sportsman Spotlight with Matt and Tom.
I just picked up a new gun over the weekend, and after putting it to the test on the range, I was pretty impressed. On day two, I was zeroing in on some 100-plus yard shots when out of nowhere, I couldn't hit the broadside of a barn at 50 yards. I tried making some adjustments, but it just wouldn't group up. A few minutes later, as I was scratching my head and trying to figure out what in the world was going on, I noticed my scope was dangling off the side. Well, maybe not that bad, but it might as well have been. This got me thinking about a great topic, sighting in your gun, and the importance of Loctite. Tom, in your experience, what's the best way to sight in a gun?
I started out doing it the way my grandpa did it, my dad did it, where you get a couple blocks of the shells, you sit out at 50 yards, and you keep cranking the scope back and forth, until you think you're on. Well, the problem with that is, when your barrel heats up, your bullet flight's going to be different. So the best way to sight in a rifle, I found out, is just go and pick up a lead sled. You can buy them from anywhere from $70 to around $130. Set your lead sled up, get your gun anchored down, start out 25 yards, and take a shot, and then look through the scope, see where your bullet hit, get your scope back on what you're aiming for, then adjust your crosshairs, and basically you'll watch your crosshairs walk across the paper to where that bullet went, okay? Then you take another shot, and your crosshairs should be right where that bullet hits. But yeah, for the most part, just invest in the lead sled. It'll save you a lot of bullets.
And I'm sure a lot of time. Thanks for listening to Sportsman Spotlight with Matt Rice.